I'm a little late this week by a day or so, but I hope it'll be worth it to you. I'm going to try to keep these segments a little shorter from here on out. It's a goal that I have. I don't know how that's going to work out. We'll try to stay with 10 to 12 minutes or so. I propose that we now begin a study in the area of the covenants that were made with Abraham. I shouldn't have said covenants, but covenant, singular, that was made with Abraham. And, of course, it started out with Abram and later became Abraham in chapter 17. But the covenant is basic to all of the blessings that were to come through Jesus Christ. And so the covenant is pivotal, and there are four different places in Genesis in which the covenant shows up, and it seems like there's more being said as we go on in the texts that are about the covenant, and of course the whole Bible text, that we can get more detail and more information that helps us to understand better what was first said. And also, there is a pretty neat way that God does that, and I will point that out as we go on. But originally, the covenant begins in Genesis 12:1-3, and it is there, I guess, in its infant stage, or in its beginning stage, and we find out some pretty important things. I mean, there's importance in each one of them. Some people actually, well, I'll get into that in just a second. But at first, his name is Abram, and Genesis 17:5 is when God changes Abram's name to Abraham, that is, from exalted father, which is what Abram means, to father of a multitude, which is what Abraham means. There's a sense in which the covenant is explained more and more as we go on through the book of Genesis and even throughout the whole Bible. But the details revealed by the Lord in a thing that I call progressive revelation, and it's not just me, but it's something I picked up along the way. Because of the increase of the detail of information, some folks actually hold that God made two covenants with Abram and Abraham in Genesis 22, which we're going to come to toward the end of our study. But we'll be looking at four different texts, Genesis 12, Genesis 15, 17, and 22, which is the four different places that mainly speak of the promise that God gave to Abram and Abraham. I propose that we go through each of these texts to see the richness of them and the detail of God's covenant with Abraham and the branches of it as it stretches out, or the ramifications as a promise to him, and even a promise that lives on today. So let's dig into it a little bit. And knowing all these things is going to help us to see why God Almighty, as the covenant God who fulfills his promises throughout the ages, preserved a remnant throughout history and even today. That's important. So, let's begin, and the beginning will be in Genesis 11, actually, because we should know who this guy Abram is that God spoke to so many millennia ago. We're given a genealogy in Genesis 11, but more important, I believe we're given some background that leads up to that genealogy. I once heard a sermon at Crystal College in Chapel one day that spoke of the post-flood scenario wherein Noah, and here are the 3 points of the message, got drunk, got naked, and he died. And that's exactly what the text says in about Noah after the flood. It's pretty interesting. The speaker that day, the preacher, took his points from 3 major occurrences after the flood, and that's exactly what happened. He got drunk, he got naked, and he died. Not a very great testimony, but still, that's how everything began after the flood. So, I don't even remember the message. That's what's funny about it, because I do remember the points, and they're definitely memorable. And you'll see them if you go back through the text there. Some people might find that a little bit too much for their sensibilities, but, I mean, that's straight from Scripture, so you have to deal with it. But Noah did something else as well, which may or may not have been in the message at some point. Like I say, I don't remember. After that, before he died, Noah cursed and blessed his 3 sons variously and appropriately. Canaan was cursed in 925. Canaan was Ham's son who found his father naked. Shem was blessed in 926. I'm talking about Genesis here. And Japheth was blessed in 927. So from the 3 sons of Noah, the entire earth was populated, according to Genesis 9:19. So this is a really profound thing to think about, and it's leading up to this Genesis 12 beginning of the blessing that God, or the covenant, rather, that God made with Abram. So Ham, he saw the nakedness of his father. Whatever you want to think about the nakedness is up to you. It's really kind of a broad way of putting things, and it could have this or that implication, so you take that for what it means. But it was obviously something that was a problematic situation brought to light. And he goes out and he tells his brothers outside the cave. And that, for some, seems to be the problem, is that he didn't keep it quiet, but he blabs to his other brothers. And that creates the situation wherein Canaan is cursed. Remember, Canaan is the son, or a son of Ham. The other two went in. Shem and Japheth went in and walked backwards with a cloak or blanket and laid that over their father. And this they did in contradistinction to what Ham did. And so the covenants reveal basic things like who will serve. I'm sorry, the blessings and the cursings reveal basic things like who will serve who, and living situations after that point in time. Then, after the Tower of Babel incident, and God scatters the people, confusing the languages, in Genesis we're given Shem's family tree, from which we learn of Abram. We also learn of Sarai, whom Abram took as his wife, and who is said first rattle out of the box to be barren in Genesis 11:30. Now, Lot's in the list also. But after Abe's father, Terah, died at 205 years young, Yahweh said to Abram and promised Abram, Genesis 12:1-3. Let me just read that passage, for we're just about to the end of our time. Like I say, I want to kind of keep these to a smaller bite, and that'll be where we finish up today. Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to a land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing, and I will curse those who bless you. I'm sorry, I read that totally wrong. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. We tend to concentrate in verse 3 on the first two statements and don't really pay attention to the last, but I guess in some ways we do, but I want to try to bring out the significance of each one of those things that God said to Abram. So for now, and until we see each other again, Lord willing, of course, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face or make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.